Hi, it's Marcus, Jacob, and Sarah, and we will be doing my story.
Emily's gone, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's tough. Hola, mi amo Jacobo. I'm kidding, I'm not doing this in Spanish. So, the first question about the scary story that Marcus wrote was, what kinds of feelings do the animals in the story give? And my personal opinion is they really added a lot to the story, and it just made Billiam very, very, like, scared. And the word ominous was used in the story, and I thought that was a very good description of the animals.
Yeah, I definitely think the animals and the descriptions of them helped set a very scary tone for the story.
Yeah, I think your word choice was very good.
Yeah, I think the word choice was just used, and more at the end of the story, it was just used to establish that, like, Billiam's kind of gone crazy, and he's just...
Billiam is nuts.
And he's very affected by... the very ominous surroundings.
Yeah,
so,
the
yeah.
word choice was really good because, like, when Billiam entered the house, like, you described everything, and it made me feel like I was in the house too.
Thanks.
And it sets a really good tone for the rest of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was scared for him.
Billiam.
I think that's kind of what I was trying to accomplish, although it took a more humorous turn at the end.
Yeah.
Especially when he took a Fortnite dub and he didn't even care that his mom died. I thought the beginning description was good. But.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was in charge of character development, and the main character was Billiam, and I said he was very curious and, like, brave, but there wasn't really any character development because the whole story took place in, like, just a few hours, so there wasn't really any character development, but I would had a question for you, Marcus,
yeah.
And about Billiam's, like, emotions and his relationship with his mom. When his mom dies, why does he just, like, take her phone? He doesn't even think about his mom.
Well, first, I would like to say I agree with the part that he is a very brave person. Like, he broke into a person's house, and he was just really brave about that, and he didn't seem too affected by the fact that the house was really weird, and...
That sounds weird.
Yeah, and
okay.
He was also really brave when he woke up from being shot and ran through the house. Like, yeah,
he just got shot. Just got half my organs blasted off. Might as well run. Got a boot gang.
No, his mom got
run.
Shot.
Yeah, but didn't he get shot
he
too?
He got shot too. And then he just, like, woke up, stood up, and just ran.
Because the people, we don't get to know much about the people who captured him. But.
So, after Billiam got
no,
that
I was
victory
still talking.
Royale.
Okay. But I do agree that Billiam's kind of a psychopath. And he doesn't really know, he didn't care that his mom died. It was kind of sad, but
yeah.
I kind of needed that content for the story to progress.
Yeah, and also when he wakes up, he doesn't really think of his mom for a second at all. She's just, like, there, and then she dies, and then I feel like she's kind of just there.
Yeah, as I said, he's just a very weird person. He's kind of stupid, too, because at the very beginning, when his car broke down, he should have just stayed in it and waited it out.
Yeah. I had a note about
how
that.
How old is Billiam?
good question. Probably, like, 18.
Dang, okay. Billiam's kind of childish for 18-year-old. I feel like he'd have an emotional breakdown I feel like he'd done more than get a victory royale.
I think the name Billiam Smirnoff just sounds like he sits in his basement and plays Fortnite.
I thought it sounds like he was a Russian kid.
Yeah, that's... I used a Russian surname because, you know, Russia...
Billiam Smirnoff. Going back to what Marcus said about Billiam being stupid, I had a note about that. I said, over the course of the few hours, there wasn't really any character development. He was really brave in the beginning, and as the story progressed, I think he just got more stupid, like the decisions he made.
But isn't that every single scary movie or story? It's just stupid.
It was kind of a cheesy thing, even though
and
it was
he
kind
was
of
like
dumb and horrible writing.
Yeah, he was just like a basic character. No.
That's very... Yeah, I know. It's just very... stereotypical.
Yeah, and we didn't get much background information about Billiam.
Billiam.
Yeah, you only get the time that he speaks with his mom. You know, that was kind of weird. That was the only insight you get about his family.
So, I kind of steering away from characters. Well, kind of. Well, we're going to stay on the topic of Billiam because he was in the book period the whole time. So, the second question was, what confusion does the fresh candle, but still having the bomb shelter in the house, give Smirnoff?
Wait, what?
So what confusion does the fresh candle in the bomb shelter give Smirnov? Because it's like,
yeah.
You have the fresh candle, but the bomb shelter is there, even though it's like, it's an old house.
Yeah, I think it's just, this is very important in the story, because William's starting to realize this is ominous and this is not right, and he's starting to realize that the house is not what he thought it might have been.
Yeah, I was confused about the bomb shelter.
Well, he just was questioning, like, the staircase went down for so long that he was wondering if it was a bomb shelter.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not a bomb shelter, it's just a place for the people to be.
A nuke.
Yeah.
And you, it could be a bomb shelter. We don't really know that.
And you wrote in, like, everything William was thinking.
When?
He was the only
Yeah, William... He went from this brave, stuck-up guy. He's like, I'm going to rob this house. Not rob it. He just broke in trying to charge his phone. Even though there's no electricity. Well,
and
there was.
He ended up getting, like, shot in the end.
Yeah, because... Oh, that kind of leads into one of my themes. It was sometimes curiosity is a bad thing. And, you know, curiosity killed the cat. Yeah, because... if I'm actually going to put this into a theme statement, one should be very... cautious when exploring unknown things. And another theme would just be that crime is not okay, because it can lead to very bad things.
Was, like, William the one committing the crime?
Yeah, because he broke into their house. He was being kind of friendly about it. He just wanted to charge his phone so he could contact, his mom or his family or someone. And he couldn't find an outlet.
Well, I don't think he was really doing anything wrong.
Yeah, but...
But then the figure came in and just popped him.
If anything, the psychopaths at the bottom of the staircase who ended up shooting him and his mom. They were the ones... I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Come on.
What?
Go. What's your question?
Well, my... The question was, why does the figure unearthingly kill William's mom? But kind of to add on to that, like... what kind of suspense does the ominous figure give the story?
What ominous figures? There's
the one
of...
that shot them.
Oh. The psychopath.
Well, there's... Yeah. Well, that... We don't actually know that much. The author doesn't give the reader...
You are the author.
The author doesn't give the reader too much insight about the people who killed him. I think the author focused more on the moral of the story is to not do stupid stuff. So, yeah.
But I don't think his, decision to go in the house was stupid. The actions following them were stupid.
Yeah, he instigated, and he shouldn't have gone all the way down that staircase. He should have just, respected the owners, even though the owners killed his mom or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Jacob had a question about his mom. Why did the person shoot his mom?
Because he's a psychopath.
But then Billy wakes up on the table, but his mom's just, dead.
Well, because they didn't kill him. They probably... I don't know what they were going to do to him.
They're going to teach him the ways of the victory royale. I bet the psychopath is a ninja.
Why wasn't anyone in the room where Billy was, lying down?
What?
When he wakes up, there's, no one in the room.
I don't know. They must have just been doing something else, and they thought they had taped him down. They thought they had him secured. Maybe they thought he was dead.
Oh.
But, yeah. And then that's why, William was able to escape. So, the story kind of had an odd ending. That was mostly me, I'll admit, just trying to get in some last few words to get the word mark. So if you were to write the story differently around the end where things got a bit shady, then how would you have written the end?
Well, I would have started off with keeping William in the basement and having the people operate on him or something.
Oh,
or, it wouldn't kill him, but they'd do something to him to make him go insane, and then they'd maybe have there could maybe be a part two where the same thing happened, so it's a trap house, so they intend for you to get lost, and then they intend for people to come save you, and then they'll kill the people who come to save you and just take you over, and they'll just eventually build up an army or something of people that broke down their cars or something.
That's pretty elaborate.
Yeah, I mean, That's kind of like a very scary movie plot.
I would have written in like a time where William like maybe faced the psychopaths or whatever, because I was kind of just waiting for them to come and
kill him.
Yeah.
Maybe and give Billy some more power.
I have another suggestion, like, but it's not about plot. It's about your word choice. You repeat a few words many times, like very ominous and again and conspicuous, and then you have
conspicuous.
And I have, and they're like a lot of paragraphs with just like the same wording. Was that just to get your word count in?
No, when I started off writing the story, I used the word ominous because I think it was a good description of the community and just surroundings, something straight out of a horror movie or like Halloween or, you know. So
I wasn't sure if that was just like the style of writing or like...
Yeah, it was kind of the style of writing. And then at the end when he repeats the same words to himself, it's like kind of going insane. I feel like we talked about this earlier, but yeah. And then the word ominous was used a lot because it was kind of like foreshadowing, because the word ominous means like shady and like something bad is about to happen. So that's kind of what it was foreshadowing, that something bad is going to happen to Smirnoff.
Yeah, speaking of word choice, I was kind of confused in your ending with the word choice you were using, because it sounded like he was happy at the end, because... Like,
yeah, that was kind of dumb. I apologize. I was just weird. I kind of had to get some words in. I kind of wanted to make it
funny.
Yeah,
that made me think he was like...
Because, well, I mean, his mom did die, so I need to lighten up the situation.
I thought he was just playing a game the entire time, and the story was just like
Fortnite. Well, sorry, it's just Fortnite lingo. You need to, like, actually play Fortnite to understand that.
Okay, but, like...
And you need to have an understanding of...
No, I play...
But back to word choice, I think that this was a good word to use because it really sets the tone.
Yeah.
And I think that was the reason it was good. And I like the... You did say like very and again and again and again a lot, but I feel like it was good because it kind of does. Yeah,
insane.
It does describe how he is going insane and how his like thoughts were like controlling him, or like bad thoughts were.
Yeah. And then when he was going down the staircase, obviously it was a very big staircase, and that kind of the again and again and closer and closer kind of mocks the fact that the staircase just keeps on going up and there seems to be no end.
Yeah. You wrote a story. It was like 31 pages or something, and it was like less than a day or whatever, but you still met the word count. And do you think that's because you used a lot of description and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, so I got my 6,000 words at 11:55 p.m., and I could have, like, made it more descriptive if I wanted to. I could have gone on, but
Did
I just didn't have
it?
The time to. No, I tried really hard to edit, and that's why the first paragraph sounded really good, but then I spent way too much time on editing it, and I actually needed to get content in, so, yeah.
Yeah, but overall, I think your story was really good, so.
Thanks.
One suggestion I have, though, is maybe McBilliam, like, obviously it's a scary story, so the characters are going to be stupid, but I feel like he could have had a little bit more courage in Billiam, because from the beginning, he did seem, like, super smart and brave, but I feel like maybe having him take more of a stand against the captors or the...
Oh, yeah.
The psychopaths.
Yeah.
Could have been a good aspect of the story, but overall I think it was very good and it was intriguing, and I kept reading because I wanted to know what would happen to him.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Ominous characters.
And so going back to the tone, what tone was set about the neighborhood that the house was in? Like, what impression did you get from it?
I knew something was definitely up, and I knew it was very shady. Just because of the word choice you used, mainly like the word ominous, and sometimes like at the beginning, kind of what we talked about, like the animals, how they would just like crow or talk, or like not talk, but like do their animal noises. It just kind of set a tone, and how it was like eerie silence.
I forgot to add this part in. I was gonna do like there's like a scarecrow standing in the field.
You did include a scarecrow.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering, because I remember I wanted to add that, and I forgot to. I didn't know if I added it back.
Yeah. Yeah, you had a lot of small details, and it made the neighborhood sound like really, really scary.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks for listening.